Since 1937, the lights of spiritual guidance purpose has been to proclaim Jesus Christ as he brings light into a darkened world. So glad you chose to join us today, and I trust the program will be a blessing to you as you listen to this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance.
As wounds which mother chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart: his wounds have paid my ransom. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. Wounds have paid my ransom. His wounds have paid my ransom.
Thanks so much for joining us for this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. And what an incredible reminder by Damaris Carball. How deep the Father's love for us. And of all of the things for which we should be thankful, it should be that our Heavenly Father put into place salvation through His Son Jesus Christ so that we might be saved. And I'm so thankful today for the shed blood of Jesus Christ, for the sacrifice made at Calvary, so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Well, we're closing in on Thanksgiving, but during the month of November, I do have revival meetings and speaking engagements, and I would ask you to pray for me as this weekend I begin revival services in Florin, Louisiana at the Sincree Church of the Nazarene, November 17 to 20. November the 24th, I'll be in Belle Fountain, Ohio at the First Church of God. It's an annual visit to this wonderful church and pastor and congregation. What a joy it is to minister there the weekend before Thanksgiving. That's November the 24th. And then December the 1st, I'll be speaking at the Flintwood Wesleyan Church in Columbus, Indiana. And that will finish out our ministry year for 2024. And I want to thank you for praying for me as I travel to various locations across the country to preach the Word of God in the context of revival meetings and special services on Sunday mornings. Thank you so very, very much. And thank you, too, for supporting the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. We are a listener-supported, faith-based radio ministry, as you know, and have been so since our founding in 1937 under the direction of my late father, Dr. J. Harold Lohman. So thanks again for praying for us, for supporting us. I hope you will take a few minutes to send us a note, a gift that will help us keep this program on your station. You can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Or you can go to our website, lohmanministries.org, and give through Venmo or PayPal there. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for our listening audience, and thank you for the privilege of presenting this program and the remaining part of this sermon on thankfulness through the lens of disappointment. I pray it's been a blessing and will continue to be a blessing today. Be with all of our sick and shut-in friends, those who need a special touch from you, Father. Be with them, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
If I could find the right words to say, to tell you just what Christ means to me, I'd say He's more than I could show, and more than you. See me just yesterday, you'd know why He is life and He's breath to me. You'd know why He's more.
Much more.
He's more than you'll ever know. Christ means more to me than you'll ever know. Christ means more to me than proper perspective is absolutely essential when facing disappointment. Remember, we're talking about thankfulness through the lens of disappointment. Let me give you an elementary lesson on perspective. I like that. That cross in the light. But did you know I can make my thumb bigger than that cross? All I have to do is close my right eye. And then look at that cross, hold up my thumb, and pull my thumb back to my eye, my left eye. And right about there, my thumb is bigger than that cross. You say, what's that got to do with disappointment? It's got a lot to do with disappointment. Because the enemy wants to take your disappointment and put it right there. He wants that disappointment to be all you see. He didn't want you to be able to see the cross. He doesn't want you to be able to see a pastor who cares about you. He doesn't want you to see anything that might help you as you go through that time of disappointment. He wants you to see that every time you wake up in the morning so you can't look around it, over it, or under it. He just wants you to see the disappointment to where finally you throw up your hands in exasperation and say, I've had it. I can't go on anymore. But you see, the marvelous work of the Holy Spirit is that when we have our disappointment, and we will if you haven't had one already, when those disappointments do come, the Holy Spirit comes alongside. You know what the Bible calls the Holy Spirit? A paraclete. You know what a paraclete is? One called alongside to help. And when we go through that time of disappointment, the Holy Spirit will step in and he will push it out there. Yeah, it's still there, isn't it? Still there. Oh, but I see a church family now. I see people in my life who care about me, who pray for me. I see a companion who loves me and who will pray for me. I see a pastor. All I got to do is call him and say, Pastor Gary, don't forget to pray for me. I can't tell you about it right now, but I just need your prayer. And he'll take it to the prayer team, and they'll pray for you. You see, that's what the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit is. So when you go through times of disappointment, make sure you keep them with the aid of the Holy Spirit where they belong, in proper perspective. Amen. Amen. This old woman and this young woman's arrival in Bethlehem, Judah, was a necessary event in the plan of God for your redemption and mine. It was. Because you see, from the moment that God spoke those words in the book of Genesis, where he said, he will crush your head and you will strike his heel, that very first messianic prophecy of the coming of Jesus Christ. Genesis 3:15. From that first moment that's uttered to the time on the cross when Jesus said, it's finished. Jesus was putting into place a lineage
The Trinity was putting into place a lineage that would bring about your redemption and mine. Ruth would marry Boaz, and that link would be attached to the previous one. Do you know that Jesus is the house and lineage of David? You knew that, didn't you? He is of the house and lineage of David. Did you also know that David was the great-great-grandson of Ruth, a Moabite, not a Hebrew? God using people from all walks of life, from all kinds of backgrounds, to bring about your redemption and mine. Every person that has ever been used of God, who's ever experienced the blessings of God, I would suspect have experienced life in the crucible, in the hard place. Now here's the final one. When dealing with disappointments, you must make a distinction between the events of life and the person of God. Thankfulness through the lens of disappointment. Not every little detail and event in your life is orchestrated by a triune God. There are things that happen in this life that happen to you and me because we live in a fallen universe. I mean, if you think that God creates tragedy in somebody's life, you believe in a God far too difficult for me. I met him. His name is Larry. I met him in 1974 at a Free Methodist church in Flushing, Michigan. Actually, Flint, Michigan, on the north side. Sunday morning service was just filled with the power of God, and I saw people begin to respond to the altar, and it was really beautiful. And then I was about to close the altar invitation, and I saw him coming down the aisle, and he was just almost bent over, weeping, so broken before God. He knelt at the altar. I prayed with him. He invited me out to his home. And ever since 1974, he's been one of my best friends. He lives in Flushing, Michigan. I live in Columbus, Indiana. We don't get to see each other a lot. I watched his two daughters grow up, get married, have children. In 2013, I got a text message from my friend Larry. He said, "Lane, call me as soon as you get this." I called him. "Hi, Larry." He said, "Lane, Doug's dead. Doug's dead." Doug was his son-in-law. Quiet, fine, father, husband, Christian. Went to the same job every day, same route every day. I said, "What happened?" He was on his way to work this morning, somewhere on the other side of Flint, Michigan. Under the influence of drugs, a man stole a van, came racing through the city into Flushing, came into the intersection where Doug turns left to go down to his place of business every day. And about the time that Doug got into the intersection, that man came through with that van, hit him in the side of his car, and Doug was ushered out into eternity. If you believe that God orchestrated that, that's a universe and a God that's far too difficult for me to comprehend. We live in a broken world and things are going to happen. You see, people want to believe that God made that happen because if they believe that, then they've got somebody to blame. It's easier to blame a God you can't see. How many times have we heard people say, "Well, I blame God for this"? It wasn't God's fault. It's sin. So we must make a distinction between the events of life and the person of God when we go through times of disappointment. But understand this morning, when life treats me unfairly, God treats me well. When life delivers the blow, God administers the grace. When life knocks me down, guess who picks me up? He's not in the business of withdrawing you and me from real life. And it might well be that when we go through our times of disappointment, we will be a better witness to him than we would have been otherwise. Thankfulness through the lens of disappointment. You remember the piece of wood in Exodus 15? Moses took a piece of wood and threw it into the bitter water. You know what piece of wood represents that he threw into the bitter water? It's a type. Do you know Old Testament teaching on typology? It's the idea that the things in the Old Testament are a prefigurement of the grace of God operating in the New Testament. And that piece of wood represents the cross. What happened to the water? It became sweet. They could drink it. And so when you and I keep the cross as the focal point when we go through times of disappointment, he somehow will make Romans 8:28 meaningful. For we know that all things work together for good to them who love the Lord and to those who are the called according to his purpose in Christ Jesus. Her name was Lois Kaufman. Her letter after the death of her husband and her two subsequent tumor operations was written to Jesus. The letter was published in the Biblical Bulletin, a publication of the Biblication Theological Seminary in Hatfield, Pennsylvania, many years ago. This is the letter in closing. Dear Jesus, I've written a lot of thank yous lately, but this is my first one to you, Jesus. Until now, I didn't appreciate your gifts to me these past several months. But thank you for taking Don home to be with you. Now, I'll never be concerned with what the future holds for him. His days are guaranteed. Thank you for giving him such a wonderful Christmas. Thank you for making his birthday last Sunday his best ever. Thank you for putting me in the hospital 3 weeks after he died and showing me the way you could use his death in my life. I wasn't sure how to approach others with the gospel, but now you have given me so many openings, I can hardly handle them all. Thank you for my most recent surgery and for the lessons it taught me, especially for showing me how much I needed you. Thanks for letting me see what it is to face surgery and suffering without you as I watch the difference in the lives of many of my roommates. Thank you for the lessons Becky and Lori, her daughters, have learned from this. I could have never taught them the way you did. That's because you're the great teacher. I can't wait to see what you give them on their heavenly report cards. You know, Jesus, I wouldn't have planned my life this way. In fact, I would have planned it just the opposite. I would have sought to avoid death's knock. I would have ducked out on the surgeries, tried to pretend that Christians were kept well by you all the time, but I would have missed out on so much. The kids are sorry they couldn't be with their daddy on Father's Day, but we were glad he could be with both his earthly and heavenly father this year. Oh, I could go on with this letter, but I could never cover everything I have to thank you for. So I'll send more. But for now, please accept this as a beginning. Gratefully yours, Lois. Thankfulness through the lens of disappointment.
Thanks so much for listening to the Lights of Spiritual Guidance today. I do hope you'll find a place to worship. And if you live near any of the following churches, I know you would be welcome. In the state of Illinois, Faith Chapel in Carrier Mills. In the state of Kentucky, I know you would be welcome in any of the churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point, Friendship Baptist Church, Willow Springs, or Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity. Here in the state of Indiana, where this program is produced, in the city of Columbus, Indiana, I know you would be welcome at Bethel Wesleyan Church, Columbus Free Methodist Church, or Flintwood Wesleyan Church. And in the state of Ohio, I know you would be welcome in the city of Fostoria, Ohio, at Trinity United Brethren Church. Hope you'll take time to write us a letter of support. It would mean so much. You could write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Or you can go to our website, lomanministries.org, and give through the Venmo or PayPal tag there. Hope you'll tune in next week at this same time. And in the meantime, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.